Well, Robert, since you're on a roll, maybe I could trouble you to give us an official invite or welcoming to the board to Urbana.
Thank you, Chair. Let me extend my warmest welcome back to Urbana campus to all members of the Board of Trustees this morning. As Trustee Corr stated, and I'm certainly as you saw in the hallways of the Union and on the sidewalks and the streets on the way in today, the campus is quite a bit more lively than it was when you were here in July at the July meeting. This really is not the same place when so many of our students are away from the summer. In fact, that was a message we made sure that all heard on that first day back in the fall through a welcome video that my very innovative team in our public affairs office came up with. And maybe some of you have seen it. And you know, I don't like looking at images of myself, and certainly was not my idea to do this, but Robin Kaler insisted upon it, that we take just a few minutes to play that video here for the benefit of those perhaps that didn't see it.
Great. This is a great video.
Get an Emmy for it.
Just not the same without you here. Welcome back.
So has Hollywood come knocking yet? Or?
You stole my line. I think it turned out pretty well. In fact, Inside Higher Education magazine called it the best university welcome video of the year, or I think they said of all time, didn't they? And that's what I heard anyway. But let me be clear, Chairman, I'm and the rest of the trustees and President Killeen, I'm not ready to quit my day job and move to Hollywood and wait table until my big breakout, but so don't worry about that. I'd like to claim that the reception of this was due to my acting talents, but I know better than that. I think it was really so successful because of the message. The message was just so universally true. Students make this a great university, and when they're gone, we are all a little diminished, and we're glad to have them back. We were especially excited to welcome so many new freshmen or first-year students to kick off this academic year a few weeks ago. Coming in at 7,603 students, it is the largest new class in our history, and it includes the largest number of Illinois residents in the last decade. They are the most diverse class ever, with more than 22% of them from underrepresented population, and once again, more than one in five are first-generation students. This is a fantastic new class, and they are going to do some amazing things. We also introduce, as you know by now, our Illinois Commitment, a groundbreaking new program that will help us expand our access to even a larger, more talented population of students starting next year. The Illinois commitment guarantees 4 years of free tuition to Illinois residents admitted here that have a family income of $61,000 or less. We know for a fact that far too many bright, talented students from low to middle-income families look at the price of attending University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and they don't bother about applying because of the sticker shock and the assumption that they just can't afford it, so why bother? And we're going to change that paradigm with the Illinois commitment. We think those students are now going to be asking themselves, how can I afford not to apply to Illinois? We also hosted a very special commemoration on campus just a couple of weeks ago. We welcomed the family of Mr. Albert Lee to campus to deliver some long overdue recognition to honor what I think is an unsung hero of this university. For those of you not familiar with Mr. Lee, he was an African-American who was born here in Champaign, came to work for President Draper as a messenger in 1894. Over a 53-year career, he became known as the unofficial dean of black students and played a key role in supporting the academic and personal success of those students. As a part of the ceremonies, we dedicated a new headstone at the Mount Hope Cemetery because his grave was unmarked. His headstone also had the names of his wife and his son. This past weekend, this past weekend was also an annual meeting of the UI Foundation on campus. And during that event, we announced that last year was the most successful philanthropic year in the history of the university, with more than 100,000 gifts that came in from more than $415 million. And as President Killeen said, this was an amazing physical year last year in terms of philanthropy. That is clearly the most amount of money this university has raised in 1 year in its history. And that puts us at a total of $1.35 million raised so far with our With Illinois campaign, and we are more than 60% toward our final goal of $2.25 billion. And we think this is news that certainly deserves to be celebrated. And finally, to follow upon President Killeen's comments about President Obama's visit, I just want to mention that Mr. Obama invited one of our students, Amari Salisbury from the Industrial Design, to be the person to introduce him. And if you didn't see Omari's, not to say that Mr. Obama's speech wasn't profound, but if you didn't see Omari's introduction of the former president, I would encourage you to watch the archive video so you can see his introduction. It's no more than about 2 minutes, but Omari really did own the room for the first 2 minutes before Mr. Obama stood to speak. And he's a prime example of the fact that this university continues to educate and graduate students that do amazing things and truly do go on to change the world. So I'll end my comments there, members of the board, and so that we can get on with the business at hand. But again, thank you once again for the opportunity to host the board meeting here at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chancellor Jones. I share your experience. Yesterday, just before 11 o'clock, I was in the board office over in Henry Administration Building, and I left to cross campus to meet up with my daughter for lunch, and I think it must have been between classes because the quad was just a beehive of activity, students going hither and yon to gain new knowledge, improve their lives. It kind of brings home what the work we do on the board and why we're here. I wanted to make a couple remarks if I could. Chancellor Jones, I want you to know that I'm extremely interested in the Illinois Commitment Initiative. I've always been very pro-student accessibility and affordability, and this may give us a chance to better serve this segment of the Illinois population than perhaps we have done in the past. I look on this area as a grand experiment, if you will, one that I hope will succeed. Given the experimental nature, I would suggest we collect as much data as possible during the course of this project, with the understanding that student confidentiality is essential. I suggest we collect data on participant age, sex, race, domicile, both home and campus, financial background and total amount of financial aid awarded from all sources, yield, their majors, retention rates, GPAs, graduation rates, and post-baccalaureate plans. This is not meant to be an exhaustive list. Please add where you see fit. I trust that applicants will be held to the same admission requirements as all other undergraduate applicants. Having said that, I would like to raise one caveat, however. A few years back, I was informed that a few Illinois high schools, mostly in southern Illinois, perhaps due to very small school districts, did not offer all necessary prerequisites for admission to some of the colleges at UIUC. For those students, we should offer waivers of those requirements in question and or offer free remedial courses online to shore up these deficiencies. In fact, this should pertain to all applicants, not just those in the Illinois commitment. Best of luck with your experiment. I think by mining this data, hopefully we can learn what we're doing right and perhaps what we could improve in the future.
Thank you.
Next, I would like to touch on DPI and IIN again. We are off and running, having held public forums at all three universities in August outlining concrete development plans. Today, we will vote on appointing the deputy director of DPI, Professor William Sanders. I was with Dr. Sanders for a day in Springfield in August for Illinois Senate Higher Education Committee hearings, and I can tell you he was most impressive at that meeting, and I have great confidence in him to accelerate the momentum of DPI. Now, in case you were trying to recollect, acceleration is force divided by mass, and momentum is mass times velocity. I know many of you were just kind of sitting on the edge of your seats waiting for that one, right? One item upon which I feel compelled to comment, and just to bring us back down to earth, all is not roses. Last month, we learned that our bid to house and operate the successor National Science Foundation computer to Blue Waters was unsuccessful. The NSF grant for Son of Blue Waters, for lack of a better term, was awarded to the University of Texas at Austin instead of here at UIUC, which heretofore we have been the world leader in public university supercomputing. You all know that I'm a pointy-headed geek when it comes to academics, but I must tell you that I was extremely disappointed by those turn of events. The university is many things to many people, but in my mind, without question, our number one priority is academics. That's why we were created, and that's why we exist. Excellent in teaching and in the pursuit of knowledge trump all else, perhaps except the health and well-being of our students, faculty, and staff. I think it was Jack Kemp that said, "You measure a person's character not by their reaction to success, but by their reaction to failure." Well, let's show our character by redirecting ourselves to excellence in academics, as we have done for the last 150 years. And let's plan on being the home of the grandson of Blue Waters. Thank you. That's all I have for opening remarks. I'd be happy to take any questions, or if there are none, I'll turn the microphone over to President Killeen.
Outstanding comments.
Thank you.